I'd just like to recap, if you don't mind, what I tried to say last Sunday, because it is anything but self-evident. Namely, it goes to the central question of human life, namely, who am I? The question of one's identity. You know? There is no more important question than that, I don't think. And I pointed out, I think correctly, my sociology of knowledge, I think, works here, that who we are is basically determined by everybody around us. I mean, when we're little nippers and totally at the mercy of our parents, I mean, that's self-evident. And I don't know whether we ever outgrow that construction of who we are. But what I tried to suggest last week is that who we are, as Paul would say, is hidden with Christ in God. That the only authentic self is a self that's seen in the light of Christ. As Christ knows me, that's who I am. That's the ultimate knower. Okay, I'd like to proceed from there today with a statement a good friend of mine, very bright guy, PhD in biochemistry, blah, 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 lots of letters after his name, who, when we were talking several years ago, he said, memorably, I think, all self-knowledge is bad news. You know, I think my toy is busted. Oh, well. I think there is a great deal to that. And it bespeaks a fair degree of introspection. I mean, if we think about our lives very deeply, it is not love that makes the world go around. It's fear that makes the world go around, I think. I mean, if we look at who we are, how we operate, where we operate, it is fear. Fear that of what? That we're going to be found out for who we are. Yeah. If you really knew who I was, you wouldn't love me. And I think there's a great deal of truth to that. But that's where this commonsensical reading of our identity is contrasted with the identity that we find in the light of Christ, knowing ourselves as Christ knows us. Thank God for many reasons, for Francis the Pope. Because when I was in the seminary and all my Catholic upbringing suggested to me that somebody else knew who I was better than I did. Director of the seminary, Sister Christella in grade 3, you know, blah, blah, blah. I can make the list is interminable. You know, I know who you're supposed to be. First week in the seminary, the rector of our house said, change your glasses, Trojak. I mean, they were not with sparkles or feathers. They were just kind of standard issue glasses. But they're not the wire rimmed granny glasses that were fashionable among the clergy. You know? You walk improperly, Trojak. It's the way I've been walking for the past 18 years. I mean, what am I supposed to do about that? These are small instances of a whole culture that told me who I was. And that, I mean, if you listen to Benedict XVI or John Paul II, you'll find the same resonances from those guys telling us who we ought to be. I mean, Ratzinger, strangely enough, when he was elected Pope, announced that he did not want to be the Pope of no. Well, I'm still waiting to hear what his yeses are, because all I heard from him was, no, no, you can't think that way, you can't do that, blah, 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 blah. And it goes on, the list is interminable. In the place of that, we have this utterly contrasting notion from Francis, where the hallmark of his papacy is not forbidding things or knowing more than I know about myself, but his mercy. He loves the word. He uses it forever. His favorite theologian, Walter Casper, has a whole book on mercy. And Francis has said this is one of the most important books I ever read. So what goes into mercy? Forgiveness, I think, is a large part of what mercy is. But I think the absolute foundation of mercy is love. And this is where my friend's remark and the reading of the gospel stand in very strong contrast with each other. I mean, if you read the gospel, so the woman taken in adultery, does nobody condemn you, lady? I don't either. You know, Zacchaeus up in the tree, this crook, this mafioso. And Jesus says, I need to eat at your house, this extremely intimate practice among the Semites where you ate with only with people that you approved of. The Gospels replete with those stories. And was Jesus blind? That would be the alternative reading. Oh, it's all right. Oh, you're not so bad. Oh, it's okay. Just forget it. You know, blah, blah, blah. No. Jesus took, we can assume, real sin, and I'm not so sure how much of that there is in the world. Very seriously, however. And he did it because he knew these people better than they knew themselves. My friend, I don't know, he is an atheist currently. He'll probably die an atheist. Would simply be at a loss to confront that alternate reading of his character, of his identity. And I personally have found it a major problem in my own life to come to the belief that I really am loved. And I don't think I am unusual in that regard either. I mean, we have all kinds of surrogate forms and fake forms and facsimiles of love, you know, and facsimiles of mercy and forgiveness and all that. But I don't think much of it is very real, in my experience at least. In other words, it's a very simple proposition, but it's enormously difficult to actuate in one's own life. I really am loved. Not by my wife or my best buddy or, you know, the members of the choir or members of my class or members of my caste or whatever, but by God. And that's the only real me. And if that sounds odd and difficult a realization, I think that's simply testimony to the fact that we do not let ourselves be known as we are known by the light of Christ or in the light of Christ. So Advent again. I thought that was a really good line from last week. O come, Trojak. Not just O come, Emmanuel. I think that's really good practice. O come, Trojak. You know? It's hard to imagine because, you know, we want to say, no, we're all right. I'm all right. You're all right. We're all, you know, it's all settled and squared off. No, it's not. We're in process of becoming ourselves. And often enough, that process is arduous and painful and leads us to something that we are even less ourselves than when we began to process. It's very easy to make people feel ashamed of themselves. Everybody, we all do it, you know. Parenting is, at least to a certain degree, an exercise in making the kids feel bad about who they are. Unhappily. And by accident, often enough, because that's what happened to us, so that must be the way it's supposed to be. You know, it's not the way it's supposed to be. And what we need to do is step back, take a deep breath, and admit to ourselves we do not know who these kids are. And therefore, I must be very cautious in the way I deal with these kids, fully believing that as Jesus knows us, the light that Jesus sheds on us, this business of this mutual recognition, Jesus recognizes me insofar as I recognize Jesus. That's the goal. That's the authentic me that Advent is about, I think.